Please turn your Bibles this morning to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. As we continue to look at a series of topical messages on a devoted life, a life devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ, a faithful life, our theme passage is Proverbs 25:19. And this morning we're looking at a devoted life relies on the Holy Spirit. We must rely on the Holy Spirit. Please stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. Proverbs 25:19 says, "Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint." We do live in troubled times, and we need to be devoted, faithful people. The only way that a child of God can be devoted and faithful the way God wants us to be, we must rely on Him. Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 8, says this, "So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God." You and I cannot please God apart from God the Holy Spirit. You may think you're pleasing God, but you're not. We cannot please God in the flesh. Verse 9 says, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his." If you do not belong to Jesus Christ, God does not know you, and you certainly do not know God. You must be in Christ. Verse 10 says, "And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." Let's pray. God, truly You are the air we breathe. O Holy Spirit of God, I ask that You'll breathe on me and breathe through me. As I read and expound upon Your God-breathed Word this morning, may it all exalt Jesus Christ. And it's in His name that I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Walking according to the Spirit and not in the flesh. To have a devoted life, a faithful life, we must walk according to the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is not your conscience. The Holy Spirit is not your conscience. If you walk according to your conscience, then you will be in trouble. We as God's people must walk according to the Spirit of God, that even our conscience is under the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Because there are consciences seared with a hot iron. There are bad consciences. Our sin nature, our conscience is apt to sin and justify our sin. So we must walk according to the Spirit of God, that even our conscience is yielded to God's authority, His Word, and God the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding our thoughts. He is not your conscience. He is God. God the Holy Spirit, He is God. And if we're going to have revival in our lives, in our families, and in our church, we must rely on the Holy Spirit of God and seek a Holy Spirit-filled revival. Because we can't even have revival by ourselves. We must rely on the Holy Spirit of God. A devoted life relies on the Holy Spirit. You see, when we are devoted and relying on the Holy Spirit of God, people will see how faithful we really are. We will be a witness for the reason why we live a godly life, a life that relies on the Holy Spirit, devoted to God's Word, a life devoted to prayer. The reason that we want to live godly is so that we can present the gospel message. If you're living godly for some other reason, it is not the motive and motivated by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God speaks of Jesus Christ and only Jesus Christ. So if you're trying to live godly apart from exalting Jesus Christ, you may need to get saved today. Because people will see how faithful we are to the church that Christ loved and gave Himself for. People will see how faithful we are to brothers and sisters in Christ and how faithful we are to present the gospel message when we rely on the Holy Spirit and not ourselves. There's much talk today about energy crisis and a shortage of energy, and there's all sorts of thoughts what America needs for energy. We need to go nuclear, we need to go solar, or we need to rely on the wind, and there's just so much emphasis on energy today. But there is a great shortage in America today because the church in America is not relying on the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, there's an energy crisis in the church today because we rely on the flesh and walk after the flesh and try to improve this apart from God. And people are dying and going to hell because we pat them on the back and say, "You're doing good, you're doing good." And they're lost and dying and going to hell. And then someday hell will present their dead and they'll be judged according to their works and then be cast into the lake of fire. Oh, there's an energy crisis today. It's in the church today. It's in the church. And folks, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit of God. First and foremost, the Holy Spirit of God is the reason why we're saved. We must rely on the Holy Spirit for salvation. We must rely on the Holy Spirit to save people. We present the gospel, but unless the Holy Spirit convicts that life and woos that life, there is no salvation. You cannot save yourself. The Holy Spirit of God must convict your heart, and you must say, "I'm a sinner, I'm undone, I'm unclean before a holy God." And the Holy Spirit convicts that heart and woos you, and in repentance of a humble heart, not a heart full of pride, but a heart submitted to the Holy Spirit of God. And God makes you a new creation. You become born again. And it's only by the Spirit of God can we be saved. You can't save yourself. You think you can be righteous before a holy God apart from the Holy Spirit, then you're lost this morning. You're lost and undone. Salvation. I have several scriptures this morning. Please allow me to read this God-breathed scripture to you this morning. Please turn with me to Titus chapter 3, beginning in verse 4. Titus chapter 3, verse 4, as we look at a devoted life, relies on the Holy Spirit for salvation. Verse 4 says, "But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared." Aren't you glad Christ came? He appeared. Verse 5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." You must be born again, Jesus said. And only the Holy Spirit of God can make a new creation so that you can be born again. It's a renewing and regeneration, a new life given by the Holy Spirit of God, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified, made right by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, And these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. It's a faithful saying that once you are saved by the Holy Spirit of God, convicting your heart and wooing you, then live a godly life. When it speaks of good works in the New Testament, it means to live a Christ-like, godly life. That's what it is. You cannot do it apart from the Holy Spirit of God. He's good enough to save us. He's good enough to help us live it, right? For salvation, we rely on Him for salvation, and it's an experiential knowledge, this salvation. What that means is it's an experience, it's a relationship. And the Spirit of God indwells us and in our hearts and lives that in such a way that we can say, Abba, Father. We can call God Father. Why? Because the Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives making us new creations. It's experience, it's a relationship, and it's only by the Holy Spirit of God. Without the Spirit, there's no salvation. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no spiritual understanding. We must rely on the Holy Spirit of God. Number two, a devoted, faithful life must rely on the Holy Spirit for just help. Oh, we need help. Jesus said that He's going to send a helper when He went back to the Father. Turn with me to John chapter 16. Please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 16. Beginning in verse 7, Jesus is saying, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send Him to you. And when He has come, He will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 9. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine, therefore I said that He will take of Mine and declare it to you. So He is our helper. We must rely on the Holy Spirit of God to help us. To help us to live the godly Christian life. It's that grace, that effectual grace, that energy to live a godly life. It's only by the Holy Spirit of God. I read a story one time about in a hospital. As they were doing studies of this hospital, every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., people would die. It was like clockwork. Every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, people would die. So they said, we need to study this. Why are people dying? At 11 o'clock, in intensive care unit in this hospital. They called surgeons and doctors all around and scientists, and they were all there. Some would even say it was supernatural. So they were gathered there one Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Some even had their religious relics with them and were thinking that this could be a supernatural thing. What's causing these people to die? At 11 o'clock sharp, the assistant custodian, part-time, who only worked on Sundays, came with his vacuum cleaner, unplugged the life support, and plugged in his vacuum cleaner, and he commenced to cleaning. So if you're in the hospital doing real bad, you better watch and listen for a vacuum cleaner. Be careful for the vacuum cleaners. You see, when that comes to the church, speaking to the church, we're the Spirit-filled ones, by the way. We're dead apart from the Spirit. Unless we rely on the Holy Spirit of God, we do not have any help. No help. We must rely on the Holy Spirit of God for help, because there is no life, there's no reviving without the Holy Spirit of God. He helps us by, Jesus said, by convicting us, by guiding in all truth, and by glorifying Jesus. Convicting and guiding in all truth. Folks, we are in a very dangerous situation in the church. Please listen to what's happening. In the church, people who have grown up in church, maybe, for some reason or another, I don't understand why this is happening. But even church folk will say, that may be truth for you, that may be sin for you, but it is not truth for me, or it's not sin for me. And many times, you know who says that? The super spiritual. It's okay for me to party and drink beer and live ungodly and do this and do that, because I'm not convicted by it. Well, you may be convicted by it, and so therefore, since you're convicted, then if you did it, it would be sin for you. But it's not sin for me. Don't we all have the same Holy Spirit? I thought we did. Isn't He God? Don't we all still use the same Bible? And we wonder why the church has no power anymore. It may be sin for you, but it's not sin for me. I tell you this, when I was not living for Christ, and when I was sinning, I knew it was sin. I knew it was sin. Now there's people trying to live for Christ or do good, and yet they still want to live for the world. Like our Sunday school lesson, they wanted to be called God's people, but they wanted to worship Baal too. Wanted to worship Baal. If the Holy Spirit of God is indwelling you, you're yielding yourself to Him and relying on Him to illuminate the Scriptures, to speak to you, to breathe on you, to lead you and to guide you. He will guide you into all truth. And He will convict you for righteousness' sake. And if it's true in the Bible, then it's true for you too. He's our helper. Are we relying on Him? And another thing about the Holy Spirit of God, He always glorifies Jesus. Flesh will not glory in His presence. He always glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ. So we rely on Him for help. We rely on Him for Christ's likeness. Please turn your Bibles. Got two passages of Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Also Galatians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul, many times when he was speaking of judgment to come, he is writing to the church to save people, to born-again believers. And we will be judged according to our faithfulness, according to the things that we've done, whether good or bad, we're going to be judged by Christ. You don't want to be judged at that judgment where death gives up their dead and hell gives up the dead. Then they're all cast into the lake of fire. I'd rather be judged by Christ according to the faithfulness of serving and loving Him, because I'm already saved. I'm on that foundation, that firm foundation. relying on the Holy Spirit to live like Christ. Christ-likeness. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. And many times when we teach our children, our babies, we teach them little things of don't do this and don't do that. Stop it. Don't say that. You ought to know better. And we teach them little baby things. And many times, self-help stuff, that's all it is baby stuff. But the Holy Spirit of God, using Scripture that always, He's in the volume of the book, it's about Christ. The Holy Spirit of God is even above the law. We're fixing to get to that. We don't have to have, thou shalt not drink a beer, or thou shalt not sleep with your neighbor's wife, or you should not do this because you can lose your Christian witness. You ought to go to church, deacon. You ought to go to church, Sunday school teacher. You ought to love the Lord Jesus Christ and serve the church because Christ loved the church. We don't need that because the Holy Spirit of God goes way beyond those baby steps. Stay with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If you're not on that foundation, you're lost. You're no hope. You're dead in trespasses and sins. Must be in Christ Jesus. Verse 12. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Why? Because you're on the foundation, Jesus Christ. You're saved. You're saved. Why is it speaking of this work, living godly, living Christ-like? Read it in context. Read the first chapter, second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians. But listen to what the Apostle Paul speaks of when it talks about work and building upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. Do you not know? Do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? Don't you know that? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Verse 18 says, let no one deceive himself. Oh, we must rely on the Holy Spirit to live a godly life. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Listen, against such, there is no law. We're above it. We don't need the little baby teaching. Well, Pastor, that's not in the Bible. I can't find any place where it actually says that a man can't marry another man. All it says is that homosexuality, but we're all sinners. May be true for you, but it's not true for me. How about the Holy Spirit of God? What is he saying? And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Pastor, it doesn't say that I cannot have a social drink every now and then, and yet that whole industry is anti-family and it kills people. And the Bible says, don't be drunk, which is in dispensation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Let the Holy Spirit of God control your life, not the passions and desires of this life. Oh, we got to rely on the Holy Spirit. It don't have to be black and white. We are above the law. We don't need the little baby stuff. We have God in us. Oh, if you yield yourself to Him, you will be judged. Judgment is coming. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. The super spiritual will say, well, I'm not convicted. I'm so holy and so Spirit-filled. That may be sin for you because you're small in the faith and you're not as Spirit-filled as I am. So therefore, it's sin for you, but I can do it. Don't be conceited. Don't be conceited. I don't have to go to church as much as everybody else. Don't be conceited. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you want revival, first ask God to fill you. May you be filled. I've been watching these new homes being built. Brother Ronald Jean, building beautiful homes. I get to see a lot of them because I live back there on 1211 and I go to town on back that way. Beautiful homes. These beautiful houses being built. I'm sure that these beautiful houses has the most up-to-date appliances. Dishwashers, those washers and dryers that stack on top of each other, so quiet. When my washing machine is on, we kind of go like this. We do. I mean, it's a workout when that thing's spinning. Sometimes there's some in there, and I'm already in bed, and all of a sudden the bed's going like this. See, the washing machine's spinning. Those up-to-date appliances, light fixtures, ceiling fans, whatever the new stuff there is today. I'm sure they're in those new homes. I call them homes because I live in a home. But most up-to-date. Now imagine with me, someone has a new house built, has all that new stuff in there, but they refuse to pay Borgard Electric to put an electric meter in and to pay that monthly bill to have electricity. They have all those appliances, brand new home, air conditioning, heater, all of it. Don't have power. Imagine with me someone who said, Jesus, save me. I receive you. Come into my heart and life as my Lord and Savior. And by His mercy and grace, He saves you. And God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, it says in Romans 8, the Spirit of God, Romans 8 verse 9, enters your heart and life. You're a new creation, new person. And then you refuse to walk after the Spirit. You refuse to rely on the Holy Spirit for you to live a godly life. You rely on other things to make you a better person instead of the Holy Spirit. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory, not yourself. Not yourself. Rely on the Holy Spirit. Born again believer, rely on the Holy Spirit. Person who does not know Christ, ask God to save you. Say, oh God, touch my heart. Give me another opportunity to be saved. Let's pray. Lord, it takes a lifetime and then some to fully understand you, to fully Lord, to know you. And yet, something's better coming. That we're going to see you face to face. God, we ask, as born-again believers, that we will rely on you. Please help us. Please mature us to be more like Christ. Because only you can do it. And we will give you the praise forever and ever and ever. Amen.